This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. Join us on a musical journey through the decades featuring the vocals, songs, and stories of Cape Breton recording artists who have made an impact at home and abroad.
On this edition of Through the Years, the countryside of our island, the voices of Cape Breton country music.
Cape Breton has always had a place in its heart for country music, and given the island's love for the fiddle, it makes sense. After all, country music as we know it came to North America from the folk music of Scotland and Ireland. As years went by, the sound evolved to what we now know as country music. Two of the most influential and successful Nova Scotian artists to help blaze the trail of early Canadian country music were Hank Snow and Wilf Carter. It wasn't long before Cape Breton artists would add their voices to the world of country music, following the path laid before them by Hank and Wilf from the mainland. One of those was New Waterford's Alonzo Marsh. Known by many Cape Bretoners as the Radio Ranger, Alonzo started his career on CJCB radio and recorded for two labels, Mellotone and Apex Records, throughout the 1940s. Alonzo wrote a number of songs with his father, Fred. Some of Alonzo's favorite songs included Molly Bond, My Old Brown Coat and Me, and Old Castle in Scotland, among others. By the mid-50s, Alonzo and his family moved to Ontario, where he continued to work and also entertained at local nightclubs. But every summer vacation, he and the family would return to Cape Breton and do at least one performance on CJCB radio. Alonzo, the Radio Ranger, often opened the Singing Ranger Hank Snow shows in southern Ontario. Alonzo passed away in March of 1973 and was inducted into the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in 2002. Here's Alonzo with one of his most popular recordings, Molly Bond, recorded on Montreal's Apex Records.
Here I am, sad and lonely, here in this distant west, and those pleasant hours of bygone days at night disturb my rest. But in this faithful heart of mine, forgotten never shall be, for those hours I spend with Molly Bond, the boating on Lochlea. For she was tall and slender and gentle as a fawn. A smile she had for everyone, but her kisses were only for me. At chance I gazed on Molly Bond, the boating on Lochlea. And when I claimed her for my bride, how happy then was I. How pleasant were those hours of love, and how swiftly they passed by. A pleasant light shone in her eyes, she was too good for me. When an angel claimed her for his own and took her from Lochlea. Dear, I have traveled this stormy world, my hair is silvery doom. Her plaintive voice rings in my ears, its tones I can subdue. Her lovely form, it haunts me still, and her lovely face I can see. It is the form of Molly Bond, the boating on Lochlea. For she was tall and slender and gentle as a fawn. A smile she had for everyone, but her kisses were only for me. At chance I gazed on Molly Bond, the boating on Lochlea. For she was tall and slender and gentle as a fawn. A smile she had for everyone, but her kisses were only for me. At chance I gazed on Molly Bond, the boating on Lochlea.
Country music's popularity continued to grow in Cape Breton during the 1950s and 1960s, leading to a number of popular local radio and television programs like the Cape Breton Barn Dance.
We're all headed out for a grand time tonight. We're going to the old barn dance.
While on radio, popular broadcaster Freeman Roach and Roach's Ranch was taking over the airwaves. In 1967, one of Cape Breton's most popular country artists recorded his first album. Robert Bouchard recorded an album of traditional favorites and country songs entitled The Irish and Countrysides of Robert Bouchard.
Yeah, I think it was 67 because I had just got out of the Air Force and I come home and I was introduced to Scotty Turner through Freeman Roach. When I was 13, I first started to learn to play guitar. All my friends and I, we used to listen to a lot of Clancy Brothers Irish music and the Dubliners and all different Irish groups. And I got to really like the way that they turn a phrase. I always said that nobody can turn a phrase like Irish because their lyrics are so powerful. But anyway, that's how I got started singing Irish songs. And then the more I listened to it, the more I wanted to learn and those songs, and of course we'd play along with them and then we'd start learning them.
Robert's popularity continued to grow through numerous appearances on popular local TV shows such as Olin's Saturday Night. By the 1970s, Cape Breton musicians and singers were contributing to the national country music scene. Bill Lewis, one of the popular Cape Breton duo, the Lewis Twins, have been touring nationally as a key member of Canadian troubadour Stomp and Tom Connor's band. During that time, Stomp and Tom had launched his own record label, Boot Records. Tom had been a true supporter of Canadian music and wanted to help others achieve success as well. In 1973, Bill Lewis wrote and recorded a song that would become a radio favorite in Cape Breton. The song was Sleepy Country Road.
Life, I found something most guys are searching for, and it's just a sleepy backwoods country road. While sitting on the front porch with an ice cold glass of beer, and my mind goes back through time and days of old, it's just a sleepy country road that I'm singing about, where friendly folks all come to take home. They'll help me with my planting, I'll help them pitch their hay, and with luck the work will all be done by fall. When the neighbor's child is sick, the doctor has no time to call, and the party lines are busy all the time. One's got fixed, one's got salve, but aspirin leads to cure, and Grandma, she says it is the best of all. It's just a sleepy country road that I'm singing about, where friendly folks all come to take home. They'll help me with my planting, I'll help them pitch their hay, and with luck the work will all be done by fall. Now you've heard my story that I've told you in song, of the people and the place where I come from. Their minds at rest, their hearts are best, the good Lord bless them all, as they live their peaceful lives until they're called. It's just a sleepy country road that I'm singing about, where friendly folks all come to pay a call. They'll help me with my planting, I'll help them pitch their hay, and with luck the work will all be done by fall. I said with luck the work will all be done by fall. You know.
Meanwhile, the other Lewis twin, Bill's brother Bob, along with fellow Cape Bretoner Fred White, had become an important part of the success of RCA's Carlton Show Band. They both contributed to helping a traditional Irish pub band expand its sound, leading the show band to win numerous country music awards. Bob's son, Aaron Lewis.
It's funny, you look at a pub band, went from playing Irish music to becoming country stars, winning a Juno Award for Top Country Group of the Year and Big Country Awards and double platinum albums for a genre that they didn't intend to be in, which is bizarre, you know, only in Canada.
But you know, that's interesting that you say only in Canada, because I've often talked, and you've been to Nashville many times, and I've talked to people in Nashville over the years as well. And one of the things they used to say to me was, you guys in Canada seem to have a more open mind to music. You know,
true.
And I think it is true. And yeah. I think, you know, the Carlton Show Band, for example, when you listen to your dad sing a song or you listen to Freddie sing a song, there was no reason for it not to be played on country radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it could have been under the Scottish, Irish, you know, Celtic banner as well. But yeah. But it seemed to fit.
Yeah.
And people liked it. And, you know, it's the old adage, good music is good music.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of most of the Carlton Show Band were Irish, and they were traditionalists. You know, there wasn't really any country players in that group until my dad came, and of course Freddie as well. So the Cape Breton influence really, really made that band go in a different direction.
Right.
To have those two guys there, you know.
And I can always remember thinking back when I heard our good friend Freeman Roach for many years play the Carlton Show Band mm-hmm. on radio, and I remember thinking, they're supposed to be an Irish band, but there's a pedal steel guitar in there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so they really kind of broke some barriers and kind of trendsetters, more or less, you know?
Yes. It's funny you say that. One interesting story a lot of people don't realize is when they went and did their gospel album, their country gospel album, they went to RCA with the idea, and RCA said, we don't want to touch that. You're a pub band. We're not going to sing country gospel. So they said, well, can we do this independently? And they said, absolutely. Good luck. You're going to lose your shirts. And they found a guy out west to put the money up for it. And the album went double platinum.
There you go.
Look at yep. me. I'm as helpless as a kitten of a tree. Oh, I'm walking on a cloud. I can't understand love. I'm misty, just holding your hand.
Bob Lewis and Fred White had helped move the Carlton Show Band to a broader audience with their country influences, and that was paying dividends for the show band, as they were winning Juno Awards, Big Country Awards, and selling plenty of records, as well as receiving tremendous airplay on Canadian country radio. In 1976, the Carlton Show Band released a single called Sadie the Cleaning Lady, and while it received national airplay, the B-side caught the ears and hearts of Cape Bretoners. The B-side was a song written by Fred White as a tribute to both the Cape Breton and Canadian coal miner. It also featured Fred on the lead vocals. The song went on to become one of the Carlton Show Band's most popular songs, both on local radio as well as concert halls across the nation. The Carlton Show Band and My Song for the Miner.
Here's my song for the miner, Canadian miner. Let me tell you, he's a hard-working, hard-drinking, fun-loving family man. My daddy was a miner in a small Cape Breton town. For 18 years, he risked his life each day that he went down. In a dark and cold and dirty hole a mile beneath the sea, he'd sweat and slave in a living grave to feed his family. Because the price of coal is sweat and blood, a miner fears no man. 'Cause every day he faces death, a shovel in his hand. How many men could face the fact a miner has to face? The hole he digs might have to be his final resting place. Here's my song for the miner, Canadian miner. Let me tell you, he's a hard-working, hard-drinking, fun-loving family man. There's miners all across this land, from the East Coast to BC. They're the toughest, hardest working men in this old country. They chose this life of toil and strife and danger every day. For kids and wife, it's a way of life. Each night for dad they pray. Will my dad survive those 18 years of danger, dirt and cold? The falls of stone, the deadly gas, and terrors we won't know. He's gone now and God rest his soul. His words I remember well. A miner goes to heaven, son. He's already been to hell. Here's my song for the miner, Canadian miner. Let me tell you, he is a hard-working, hard-drinking, fun-loving family man. Here's my song for the miner, Canadian miner. Here's my song for the miner, Canadian miner. Here's my song for the miner, Canadian miner. Here's my song for the miner.
Cornelia Boucher McLeod met Billy McLeod in high school. From there, the two would become a successful musical duo, releasing 5 albums and 4 45 recordings as Cornelia and Billy. They spent 20 years touring internationally, including Germany, Switzerland, Austria, France, Ecuador, Africa, Mexico, Japan, and the United States. The two became fixtures in Cape Breton, specifically Richmond County, remaining true to their Acadian roots while also appearing on such television programs as The Tommy Hunter Show.
In my mansion, I reign supreme. In my mansion, I am complete.
In 1980, Robert Bouchard was back on the recording scene with a new album featuring his wife Giselle. The album was titled She's My Lady, and the title track quickly became a radio favorite.
She's my lady in the morning. She's my lady late at night.
In the 1980s, Cape Breton country artists continued to provide country music fans with homegrown country music that was equal to the efforts being made by their peers across Canada and in Nashville. Port Hawkesbury's Harold McIntyre and his band Area Code 705 were finding success on radio and in clubs across Canada. Harold's idol was George Jones, and while you could hear that influence in Harold's delivery of a country song, every song he sang was still given that great Harold McIntyre treatment. Harold toured across Canada during the late 70s and through the 1980s and often opened major concert events headlined by Nashville greats like Gene Watson, Freddie Fender, and more. And on March 19, 1982, to a sold-out concert at Toronto's famed Maple Leaf Gardens, Harold McIntyre opened for his idol, George Jones. Harold McIntyre recorded solo albums on the Kodiak, Condor, Burko, Diamond, and Audiograph labels, charting numerous hit singles on Canadian charts. A 4-time Juno Awards nominee, in 1981 he was named Best New Artist at the Big Country Awards and received the Top Male Vocalist of the Year in the 1984 Country Music News Fans Awards as well. Here's Harold McIntyre with That Don't Mean I Love You Less.
Now I'm not one for sending pretty flowers, and I'll admit I forget some special days.
and I don't always call. When I'm late by hours, and I can't guarantee I'll ever change my ways. Now if you ever wished to leave, I wouldn't hold you. But before you left, I pray you'd understand all the little things I know I should have told you. But they're so hard to express for some men. Just because the sunshine brightens up the day. Well, honey, that don't mean the stars have gone away. And though other men might do the things that I forget, don't mean I love you less.
Darling, you don't know how many times I've tried to tell you, but somehow what I'm thinking, I just could never say.
And though other men might do the things that I forget, sweetheart, that don't mean I love you less. Sweetheart, that don't mean I love you less.
Scotty Turner, born Graham Morrison Turnbull in Sydney, was a musician, record producer, label executive, music publisher, and songwriter. Early in his career, he was the lead guitarist for Tommy Sands, Guy Mitchell, and Eddie Fisher. He then became a producer at A&M Records in Los Angeles. His songs were recorded by the labels Tijuana Brass and the Baja Marimba Band. His first publishing job was as the general manager of Central Songs, also in Los Angeles. He then became the head of the country division of United Artists Records, which brought him from the West Coast to Nashville. As a record producer, he worked with Slim Whitman, Del Reeves, and Jimmy Clanton, among others. Turner was the writer of more than 400 songs recorded by Eddie Arnold, Dean Martin, Charlie Pride, Tammy Wynette, Porter Wagoner, Jimmy Dean, and more. As a songwriter, one of his most notable collaborators was the late Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier of World War II and the star of dozens of Hollywood films. Other co-writers included Buddy Holly, Herb Alpert, Nilsson, Doc Pomus, Red Lane, Alex Harvey, Cliffy Stone, and Mac Davis. Turner's biggest hits include Shutters and Boards, Jerry Wallace, 1962, and Slim Whitman, 1970, When the Wind Blows in Chicago, Roy Clark, 1965, Hicktown, Tennessee, Ernie Ford, 1965, and many more. In 1983, Robert Bouchard and Giselle released the album Sing the Songs of Audie Murphy, and Scotty Turner also produced the album in Nashville. Two singles were released from the album, including When the Wind Blows in Chicago.
Well, here I am in Chicago, all alone in the place where we met. And as I walk through the rain, the wind whispers your name. Oh, why won't it let me forget?
Time.
here on State Street. They don't know that our love's not the same. I'm alone. Chicago, I'm gonna catch me a lonely old train, and I hope it will go where the wind doesn't blow, or at least it won't whisper your name. 'Cause when the wind blows, I get lonely.
One of the most distinctive country voices of Cape Breton was Peter MacDonald. Peter began his career at the age of 17 with Al Ward and his Trailhands, and went on to perform with the Blue Notes and New River Train. Known both locally and affectionately as Singing Peter throughout his career, Peter made several recordings, with the most successful being his album Your Memory Is Still Holding On. The title track from that album not only became a local favorite in 1986, it also reached number one on the local country radio charts, which was a rare feat, but richly deserved. From 1986, here is Singing Peter MacDonald, and Your Memory Is Still Holding On.
So long since you said goodbye. Now you're gone, but memories won't die. Forgetting is taking so long. I can't let go, 'cause your memory is still holding on. Your memory is still holding on. So deep in my thank you.
The 1980s also saw longtime East Coast blues legend Matt Minglewood score success on the countryside, charting nationally with country singles such as Georgia on a Fast Train, Cajun Stars, and the Hank Williams classic You Win Again. And as the 1980s were drawing to a close, a Cape Breton recording artist would score a top 10 national country single. In 1989, Rita McNeil released her album simply entitled Rita. On that album was a country song that went all the way to number 9 on the Canadian country charts. I'll Accept the Rose Tonight.
I'm so afraid of losing you. I don't know how I'm holding you. I can't believe you love me. After all this time, for you're the kind you look up to. I know you say that of me too. And of all the loves I've walked with you, I'm glad I'm walking now. So I'll accept the rose tonight. Much love. You've taken all the fear inside, and right before my very eyes, you turned it into love. I know the way you look at me. There's never any doubt it seems. You stop my heart from beating by the way you speak. And in this world where love grows cold and broken dreams are left to hold, I pray I may never know a day without.
As the 1990s arrived, Cape Bretoners enjoyed one of the most successful decades in country music, with a number of acts achieving national chart status and national radio airplay on country stations coast to coast to coast. The Rankin family scored several top 10 country hits, including Gillis Mountain and North Country, which both peaked at number 4 on the national charts and helped earn them numerous country music industry nominations and eventually Country Group of the Year at the 1994 Juno Awards.
Music.
During the early 1990s, new country music acts were being discovered as part of a local radio contest called the K94 Country Challenge. Bill McNeil was the coordinator for this project. Okay, so Bruce Guthrow was the very first winner of the K94 Country Challenge, and why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, he was. He was certainly no surprise to be a winner of that Country Challenge the first time out. He did an incredible job songwriting. Bruce is one of the best songwriters in this country, not just Cape Breton, in the country. And he has a great country voice, too, even though he's gone to other genres of music as well. Really good country singer. And actually, we after the Country Challenge, we actually went in the studio here in Cape Breton and recorded two tracks. Both those songs sounded really good. We recorded Living in the 90s, which was a ballad, and The Small Town Heroes, which was kind of a more mid-tempo song for Bruce. And Living in the 90s, I had made an arrangement with MCA Records to have a national release, a promo release, for the winner of the Country Challenge at that time. And so Bruce had that single released nationally. So radio stations coast to coast got the chance to play Bruce Guthrow for the first time. And following that, we went to Nashville and worked on his very first album. The album was called Sails to the Wind, and I called upon my good friend Gilles Goddard, who had come up to co-produce the two singles originally here in Cape Breton with me. And so we went to Nashville, and we really lucked out because Gilles was so connected in Nashville, we basically had most of what they call the A-team play on the sessions. So, for example, we had the same drummer that played on all the Alabama albums was playing drums for Bruce Guthrow. The same bass player was playing, you know. And a great story. The singer that we had scheduled to do harmony vocals the day we recorded the album was sick. And so we had to settle for the backup singer, the stand-in. The stand-in happened to be John Wesley Riles, who is the voice you hear on every Alan Jackson single. He is the harmony voice on all those great Alan Jackson hits. So that worked out pretty well for us, you know, in the long run.
Not a bad stand-in.
Not a bad stand-in at all. And I remember when we were recording the album, here we were very conscious of the fact that here we were, Cape Bretoners, in Nashville, and we did want to have a piece of home in those recordings. And so I remember on one particular track leaning over to the keyboard player and saying, you know, you don't know Rita McNeil, but if she was here in the studio and she was recording this song, I bet they'd have an accordion kind of sound on the back of this track. And he said, oh, you mean something like this? And he played it. And I was like, that's it. And so we put it on the track. And that track to this day has really become one of my favorite songs by Bruce Guthrow of all time. Great Cape Breton song, a tribute to the miner. Here's Men of the Deep.
It's 6:15 in the morning. It seems like I just closed my eyes. Morning comes quick on these weary old bones. I see the sun starting to rise. The fire must have went out. The house is so cold. The north wall is calling. So I have to go down and haul in the timbers and set up the jacks and make one more to rip down those coal-covered tracks. Like all those before me, their souls rest in peace. I pray they watch o'er me, the man of the deep. Stove the tea is brewing. As I shake off the cold from my bones, thinking about things I'd rather be doing than working to pay past due loans. Working in darkness, 1,000 feet under, where the big mine cuts, the cold falls like thunder. Where I set up the jacks, make one more trip down those coal-covered tracks. Like all those before me, their souls rest in peace. Pray they watch o'er me, the man of the deep. While I haul in the timbers and set up the jacks, make one more trip down those coal-covered tracks. Like all those before me, the souls rest in peace. I pray they watch over the man of lay before me, may soul rest in peace. I pray you watch over me, this man of
Now, following the discovery of Bruce Guthrow, you eventually left radio and you went on to work with other local country acts throughout the 1990s, yes?
Yes, had a lot of fun working with various acts, not only Cape Bretoners, but people on the mainland as well, and was doing some record production, music production on my own here in Nova Scotia and Cape Breton. And one of the winners of the Country Challenge in the next round, I believe it was Scott Phillips from Manadu. Great young entertainer, a lot of energy. He's one of those guys that is just a natural-born entertainer. You know, you hear these people that do entertainment coaching and stage coaching. He didn't need any of that. He was just a natural when he took to the stage. And so we actually recorded a full-length album of Scott's. But in the meantime, leading up to that, again, I had arranged through MCA Records for another national promo release for the winner of the Country Challenge. And so Scott's single, Man in the Moon, was released nationally and received great airplay as well.
You know who I am. I'm the man in the moon, looking down on you. Do you know where I stand? I will stand forever just to be with you.
And the final country project that you worked on prior to returning to radio was a group called Riata.
That's right, a family band comprised of members from Gardner Mines and Dominion, the O'Brien family. Very talented group, ranging in quite an age group as well. You had the father, the daughter, the son, the uncles in the group. And I tell you what, you can't beat family harmony. They were absolutely sensational to work with in the recording studio. And so we worked a lot on the album, and we got a lot of great songs out of Nashville, as well as some songs that we had all worked on ourselves. And lo and behold, we released a single and the album, and nationally we get great reviews on the album, a wonderful review in RPM magazine at the time, and one of the singles actually charted nationally for them, and that was Never Met a Rock.
No, I never met a rock that didn't like to roll when the full moon calls and the wild wind blows. Every heart is the let's go crazy kind. No, I never met a rock that didn't like to roll sometimes. No, I never met a rock that didn't like to roll sometimes.
Another country act that received substantial airplay in the late 1990s was Kenny Walsh. His debut album, Raised on Country, in 1998, featured several singles, including Cold on Grateful Heart.
Girl, I'll never know just how you put up with me so long. 'Cause it seems that every move I make, I'm always doing wrong. At times you feel unwanted, and you think, I just don't care. And you have the right to feel that way, 'cause I've treated you unfair. Every time I try to do things right, something seems to go wrong. And lately all we do is fight. Oh, how I wish we could get along. I can't believe you've been so patient. It's funny, we're not apart. Maybe someday I'll learn to warm this cold, ungrateful heart. I've hurt you
so many times and said things that I may regret. And I'd apologized and realized that it's not over yet. When morning comes and I see you there, I pray to God to help us through. And maybe someday he'll help me take away this cold, cold heart from you. Every time I try to do things right, something seems to go wrong. And lately all we do is fight. Oh, how I wish we could get along. I can't believe you've been so patient.
It's funny,
we're not apart. Maybe someday I'll learn to warm this cold, ungrateful heart. Yes, baby, someday I'll learn to warm this cold, ungrateful heart.
Glace Bay native John Gracie also landed on the national charts with several singles in the late 90s, including High Wire in a Hurricane, She's All I Got, and If You Burn That Bridge. In 2000, John Curtis Sampson released his album, You Got Me. The album helped earn him two East Coast Music Awards, Country Artist of the Year and Best New Artist. Two singles, When I'm Drinkin' and Don't Cry Goodbye, made the national charts.
Don't cry goodbye, here's a goodbye letter from me.
Started out loving, kissing and a-hugging like a teenage couple in love. Walking in the sand, holding hands in the moonlight, wishing on a star shining bright above. Then one night you asked me, darling, honey, won't you marry me? I fell to my knees, I couldn't catch my breath. Woman, don't you know that you scared me to death? So goodbye, don't cry, why don't you forget about me? It's too late, don't wait, there's lots more fishes in the deep blue sea. So good night, sleep tight, cause nothing's gonna change about me.
Country and roots country artists continue to record excellent material, including Kenny Walsh and Dolores Boudreaux. And newer artists such as Jordan musician Pretty Archie and Drake Jensen continue to expand the Cape Breton country recording catalog.
You You've been listening to Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, a Coast 89.7 original production. The Coast 89.7 would like to thank the Community Radio Fund of Canada for its financial support for this special project.